Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's that little band from Texas. Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. And if you have that book, read the Potterville episode and see what you think right now. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, abiding friend of mine and supporter of all the things that we do. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Road Trip Mojo, is that right? Did I say that right, Jeffrey?
Road Trip Mojo. We ain't road tripping, but it's still out there. Absolutely.
but you got it. You're out there in spirit, folks. He is the eminent voice, preeminent voice on being home based on teleworking.
I'll be an eminent voice. I can do that too.
You are
eminence. He's referred to me as your eminence.
As long as he's not the late voice, though, that's the main thing. Hey, Jeffrey, when I was in the mid 70s, I went to work for Xerox, and I worked a 5-county area without a Xerox office. I had to work from home. And the guy whose place I took, I'd never worked from home before, since I was on the farm. And Ron Renzetti was his name. He's gone now. But Ron said, Jim, he said, the key to doing this from home, he said, no matter what you're going to do that day, whether you're going to make calls or stay home and write proposals, he said, you get up and you get ready. You put your suit on, your tie on. Even if you know you're not leaving for the day, you get ready as if you're going to work, and you don't come out of the bedroom or the bathroom until you're ready to go to work, like if you were walking into an office downtown. He said, that's how you got to do it every day. You know what? I took his advice. We had a basement. I built an office, like a regular office basement. This was 1977. I built a regular office basement, office in my basement, had a door. When you walked in there, you might have thought you were downtown. And I did. I took his advice. You know what? I still do it. And it's helped me be home based successfully. What do you think?
Yeah, well, when I was
home based, I'm not like you. I've got an office downtown now, but I still work from home some.
Well, I mean, I think it's whatever drives you. And I think what we've learned is, you know, all the history of home officing and not home based business, but home officing, all the history of that aside, people got thrust into this almost never having formally done any sort of remote work. So speaking to some of my clients, you know, when they were scrambling out of the office, they were able to grab their desktop computers because they're media, they're publications, so they need stronger computers than your typical laptop. So they grabbed them, they took them home, and they cobbled together a space that worked. Mm-hmm. But I have some that have joked about how they just get up, and if they know they have a Skype or a Zoom call that day, they'll put on a nice shirt. But otherwise, they dress comfortable. You probably do know how many blogs or articles have been written about people working in their pajamas.
Yep.
And that's all cool. You know, to me,
Before Zoom, though. That worked before video. I don't want to see your bunny slippers on the Zoom call.
Well, what's funny is, and if you know, the TV news media and how they work, you know, the only person who has, nice pants in that outfit is the weatherman weather woman who has to stand up in front of a green screen. Okay,
right.
The rest of them wear jeans on with a jacket on top.
Right.
So, I've done that here where I've kept, I work from home, obviously, so I keep my bedroom and my armoire with my shirts is right around the corner. But, if I know I'm going to be doing something on Zoom, I put on a nice shirt. Otherwise, it might be a T-shirt. I dress comfortably. But some people, I have a friend who used to do that. He used to do that, for when he works from home. He said when he was in college, if he had an exam, he would wake up, shower, shave, and dress for success to go take an exam.
That's
it's all about your mindset.
It makes a difference.
And what you need to make it work.
I think
it
makes a difference. And I think if you want to convince your boss to let you work from home when this is all over, I think you need to present that. You need to show your boss that you can be professional whether you're in your office at home or his or her office on the sixth floor? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I think that you need to deliver. Okay, so if home officing fails to deliver the goods, now look, this is a transitional period. There will be, you know, we have to toss Q2 to the wolves. I mean, it just, things went sideways. You know, March, April, possibly May could be a challenge. I would argue May, you better be cooking, you know, kicking on all cylinders. But you know, you got to be able to prove that you can deliver, because like we said previously, you know, your boss man's going to be looking both at what you're delivering, mm-hmm. but he's also going to be looking at that real estate. And he's saying times are going to be tight for a while, and that where can I cut costs? And now, look, they've got contracts, they've got leases they've got to own up to, but when renewal time comes, they're going to start to say, hey, you know what, Jeff working from his home office, give him a little stipend to set up that office.
One other thing, Jeffrey, before we wrap up, is sometimes it's cute to have the dog barking and have the kids running in and out in the early stages of this, but if you're going to continue to work from home long term, you've got to present to whoever, the people you work with or to your customers, you got to present to them that what's around you might as well be on the top floor of the Empire State Building. And when I was home base, my kids couldn't run in and out. Last thoughts, what do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Two rules. First off, power tool of the home office is a door that closes, like you said previously. And secondly, home office is not an excuse for daycare. It is not a substitute for daycare.
That's exactly right.
You got to make it work and find a place to keep the kids. You know, homeschooling is one thing because we have to, but yeah, make it work.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. RoadTripMojo.com. All of his books are there. Hey, Jeff, good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me, my friend.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.